Ramsey, bounce pass to Kiesel on the near wing. Kiesel looks baseline, will shoot the three, and it bounces around and in. No in. Kiesel followed it up, though, after everybody disappeared. Back to Ramsey for three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Kiesel trying to save it. He can't. He stepped out of bounds. It was funny because Kiesel just shot the three. The ball bounded to him, but the left side of the basket was wide open, and Kiesel was able to grab it. But Ikea Manning comes up empty. Kiergaard back the other way. Hands it to Nowatzki on the far wing. Weber trying to set up a screen. Nowatzki, jump step. Danner, oh, he jumped again, and that's a travel. And Darren Miller saying he kept his pivot foot, and he jumped off the bench, and the official immediately got in his face. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And the official barks right back at him. I think maybe Nowatzki faked out the official.
My lip reading's not too good. Only word I saw Darren Miller say was, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely shred that. Maybe a few other choice words, but nothing to get him ejected. Kiesel picks up his dribble, deflected, but it comes to Danner. Danner double-teamed inside the arc. Back outside, Blankman inside to Aaron Holtz. Danner lost the ball, but it comes right back to Kiesel. 12 on the shot clock. Ramsey on the near wing. Ramsey lost the ball. Nowatzki a three-on-one. Nowatzki fumbled it, and then he'll lay it up and in. He fumbled it and then got it back and then pivoted around the defender and gets the layup. Even though he had a pass wide open, but he makes the deuce, 38-31. Ikea Manning by seven, inside, Aaron Holtz, rejected by Weber. It comes back to Kiesel, hands it to Ramsey, top of the circle, try to go inside. Aaron Holtz picks up the loose ball, way up top to Ramsey. 12 of the shot clock, Nowatzki jumps in his face. Ramsey can't get a shot off. Blankman, six on the shot clock, way downtown. No good. Rebound to Blankman. Rejected by Christensen.
Oh, man.
And it goes out of bounds.
All of a sudden, this Ottoman defense is just a well-oiled machine. You see Ben Ramsey getting closed down when he tries to drive. Blankman gets blocked, and down low, they're getting blocked, too.
I tell you what, Miller probably had a few choice words at halftime about the defense. On the near wing, near corner, Blankman. Baseline, Aaron Holtz. Danner off balance. No good from about 12 feet. Rebound to Schultes. Long pass down court to Nowatzki. Don't want to force anything. Got it to Kiergaard on the far wing. Kiergaard to the right side. Baseline, Christensen off balance. No good. Contact and no foul called between him and Ramsey. Ramsey back the other way. Ramsey leaves it for Kiesel, the top of the circle. Inside of Danner, back and outside. Blankman for three is good. Inside, outside, that's how you're going to get shots. Timeout, Ottoman. 3:31 to go in the third quarter, 41-31. I'm Cam Manning with the lead on the C-Pro scoreboard. Darren Miller just got called for a technical foul. We're back after this here on KSOM. Schultes at the top of the circle. Free throw line, pull-up jumper, and he buries it. Schultes trying to keep Ottoman within his shouting distance. Ikea Manning leads 42-33 on the C-Pro scoreboard. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Blankman, dare to high post. Look to go to Aaron Holtz, and he threw it out of bounds.
It's looking more and more defunct here, this Ikea Manning offense.
Two turnovers in a row for the Wheelers. Nowatzki on the near wing, picked by Christensen. Rolls it back to him, fakes the three, drives, and it's a blocking foul. A running shot, no good. They called it on Ramsey. So Ramsey's feet were moving. Christensen off balance. Maybe forced that shot up, but he got a break, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
You'd like these two if you're an Ottoman fan.
And the free throw is good for Christensen. Tonight's game is brought to you by Stein Seed. Stein has yield. Contact Trey Bricks, your local Stein rep. By Principal Financial Group with agent Mark Smith. By Fikes Plumbing and Services. HVAC, plumbing, sewer, and septic. Fikes now serving Greenfield and Atlantic. Second one is good. Christensen, he's got four. And a 4-0 run for the Wheelers. They've cut it down to seven. 42-35 on the C-Pro scoreboard. Inside Danner, off balance, no good. And the rebound to Christensen. Schultes ahead to Nowatzki on the near wing. Nowatzki drives. Reverse layup on the left side is no good. Kiesel the rebound. Back up court comes Danner. Danner trying to get it to Blankman in the corner. Awkward pass, but he got it back to Ramsey. Ramsey dribbles to the right side. Pull-up jumper in and out. No good. And the rebound to Christensen. Up court comes Hermanson. Schultes inside of McLean. And he powers his way in and lays it up and in. First points of the game for McLean. A 6-0 Ottoman run. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. 42-37 on the C-Pro scoreboard. IKM Ennings' lead has been trimmed to 5. Ramsey now guarded by Hermanson. Skip pass near corner. Blankman fakes a 3. Up top to Danner. Danner to Ramsey. Hermanson went for the steal. Ramsey still has it. Ramsey up top to Danner. Deflected to Blankman. Deflected to Danner. Danner, jump step, shot up, no good. Rebound, we got whistles. The official at midcourt and a timeout called by Ottoman. 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Wheelers trail 5 of the C-Pro scoreboard. Back after this on KS95. Kiergaard hands it off to Schultes on the near wing. Schultes to the free throw line. Picked up his dribble, Danner in front of him. Christensen on the far wing. Hands it off to Schultes. Schultes on the baseline. Lost it up and buries it. Brody Schultes with 8 in the quarter. 14 in the game. Lead is cut to 1 possession with under a minute to go in the quarter. Danner at the top of the circle. Far wing to Blankman. Way up top to Smith. High post, Danner. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound. Kiesel can't handle it. And it goes out of bounds. Christensen let it go. Another miss for Danner. He's missed like 3 in a row in the lane.
Trying to see that open shot down low in the lane, like you said, but it's just not working for him. And IKM Manning not really having too many options on the offense.
Kiergaard with the dribble. Wants to drive. Got shoved by Kiesel. It's before the shot. Number 2 on Kiesel. Second team fouling on Cam Manning, and Ottoman will put it in play. There's a 0.3 second differential between the shot clock and game clock. An extra 0.3 on the game clock. So Ottoman can pretty much play for the last shot if they want to. Kiergaard lobs it up to Christensen. Schultes, step back 3. No good. Rebound coming into the corner, and Kiergaard can't get it.
I don't blame him for taking that shot. He's feeling himself tonight. And we talk about this time and time again, how Ottoman just has so many options to go to on the offense. And tonight, it's Schultes' game.
It's a different guy each night. And now IKM Manning can play for the last shot with 20 seconds left. Ramsey, he has just 1 free throw on a technical foul. Ottoman has overcome that technical. Ramsey near midcourt with 10 seconds left. Ramsey trying to get separation. Crossover. Ramsey off balance. Shot up. No good. The Ottoman bench screaming. Screaming for an offensive foul. Christensen threw a one-armed shot down court that hit the backboard. And that's the end of the third quarter. Your C-Pro scoreboard is 42-39. IKM Manning with the lead. But Ottoman on an 8-0 run. Back after this on KS95.